Yo, yo, what's up? On my way to the gym here, just wanted to bring you another episode of the Mission to Find Nutrition Special Edition for Condition. Check it out. I really am here to make sure that personal trainers, fitness instructors, health and wellness coaches, and all the likes of those out there ready to push it forward and help others. I hope that they're listening in right now and we can all come together to create a healthier world, a more vibrant life of health and wellness. And today, right now at this very moment, I just was thinking, you know, somebody asks, well, what is the best route to fitness? What is the best route to health and wellness? And you know, the best route basically is very individualized. That's my response. All right, I look at things a lot like a metaphor of climbing a mountain. You might have a destination or a want in mind, and you want to see that. You want to see what life is like from that view, from that plateau. You want to climb up a mountain and see what it's like from that level. Some people have it naturally, right? They might have just been born on that platform. So whatever the goal is, and we're talking about fitness here, but of course it's financial and everything, but just sticking with fitness, some people got good genes and they can just jump up a couple of mountain rocks and boulders and see whatever vista view they want. But some people have to climb a little harder. Some people can't even go straight up the mountain. Some people ain't equipped like that. They have to do some switchbacks, so it takes a little longer, okay? But rest assured that no matter what route you can go, as long as you're heading in the same direction and you see the view that you want in mind, you see it right there, you're like, I want to get to that ledge. As long as you know where it's at, then you know if you're going towards your goal or not. That's my tip of the day, to make sure, you know, that you keep going, and no matter what vista or view that you have, you got to make sure you know where you're going. Otherwise, you'll settle for any view. You could keep looking back too. You're like, oh, the view's not getting any better here every step of the way, and you're just not putting your nose down to the grindstone and climbing up a couple of hundred meters on your goal. Climb up a couple of hundred meters and turn around. You'll be surprised at how far you came, but that ain't necessarily the end. If you know where you're going, you know how much time you got. You got to turn back around and get to that view, right? Based on how much more climbing you got to do. Now, if you're on a switchback trail, boom, 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 you realize, hey, I'm better than this. I can climb straight up. I can take a risk. I can try to climb up a steeper slope, right? So if you make up that steeper slope, you will go faster, but it's a steeper slope. Might want to watch out. If you fall back, if you falter back, well, you know, you might have a long slide back down to where you started. But anyways, that was my tip. I forgot what started this whole thing. I just wanted to come to you and let you know that's how it is. Coming from my philosophy of training, overall health and wellness. Basically, you got to have an individualized goal, okay? So, I know I went off on that mountain metaphor, but it's really near and dear to my heart, because somebody might look at an NFL player, a basketball player, a baseball player, and be like, ooh, I want to be as fit as them, you know, and rightfully so. But for example, coming from a person who has played football for Division I San Jose State Spartans, baby, go ahead with it, whoop, whoop. But more so, over 20 years of my life, I was playing football, and I can definitely know that there's some people in the league that, you know, I could have stuck. Anyways, that's a whole nother story. But what I'm trying to tell you is there's a health and wellness aspect versus a getting in fit under pressure aspect, okay? And this is tying back to the metaphorical mountain. You got to know your goal. If you are training because there's a season of football coming up, by all means, you need to rush the process. Therefore, creating pressure, creating extra strain, okay? Hear me out on this one. This is important. If you have to get in shape because you have to perform, like you have to go run up and down a basketball court for an hour, blocking shots and dunking on people, that's a lot of wear and tear on your body. That's a lot of pressure. There comes a lot of mindset, physical, mental mindset as well, stressors, and also physical stressors. So that's pressure. And what I'm getting at is, are you asking for that? When you say you want to come train like that, are you asking for that? Well, my philosophy would be, unless you are an NBA star, baseball player, has to go 9 innings, 70 games away from their families, unless you're doing that, let's slow it down. We can still have the same goals. Peak physical athletic condition, peak mental condition, though. You know, we even have an advantage, okay? Yes, they have an advantage. They get paid millions of dollars and can live that fitness lifestyle, get massages every day. But you are darn sure that they're paying for it with their bodies and their mindsets. I'm not trying to point out at anybody, but you do see it in the media, at least how it's portrayed, where they might not have the health aspect, but the wellness, you know, it might be a stressful situation, okay? We don't have that pressure, so we got to motivate ourselves, but it's a fine line, okay? So for my philosophy, it's health and wellness long term, being peak physical condition, not because I have to dunk on anybody, not because I have to tackle a 250-pound running back, not because I have to hit a 400-foot home run or I'm going to be looked at as a failure, but because I want to be capable of doing the things I want to do, whether it's being here 20 years from now, God willing, so I could play with my grandchildren, or so I could play, you know, shuffleboard on my feet. Anyways, I don't want to get off topic, but that's what I wanted to end with today. Thank you for being here. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or want to be, live on air with me, let's set something up. Let's set something up. So all I'm trying to say is always be on that mission to find nutrition. Have a good day.